My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
You're the hot take. That now Bergeron is just a regular guy. With
you're the hot take.
Right.
Well, your mother wears army boots.
No.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
I got to tell you, tough to squeeze 5 years of friends into one show at the Sam Adams Tap Room. But I want to thank everybody who's been on so far this morning. Stop by. Round of applause for the great Ernie Bach, who's Woo-hoo! Here.
Thank you.
Ernie, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg. I'm honored to be here amongst all those other guests you've had so far.
Well, we appreciate it. We got you and Jim Cook and Robert Krasso, three billionaires, on the show.
Almost got Bon Jovi, I heard.
Yeah, we almost got Bon Jovi.
I was going to bring Jimmy Page, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I wish you had. Well, thanks for supporting the show.
Absolutely. Five years, can't believe it. You know, yeah. I brought a gift.
Oh, okay.
I brought a gift. I know you're a wine guy. Yeah. And also, you know, I was on your island recently.
What? On Nantucket? Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What did you think? You're a vineyard guy.
Well, you know,
you're either one or the other.
Oh, I thought you'd been Mac Island.
You're either one or the other. I'm from around here, but I haven't been to Nantucket that often because I'm a vineyard guy. And I walked on that island and I bought this shirt because I felt I was underdressed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, it's different. The two are different, but you're either a vineyard or
Yeah, and I'm a vineyard guy, and, you know, Nantucket's good and everything, but it's so glitzy.
Yeah.
It's so glitzy.
That's what Curtis doesn't like.
I'll be on the vineyard in 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you go by Ernie's house?
You should come by my house.
The weekend of the 16th, I'll be down there. Yeah, for the comedy show and the festivals and all that stuff. So
Why don't you bring 30 people over to Ernie's house?
I'll be there, so hit me up. I'll swing. Me and the wife will swing by the house. We will come by quickly.
You know, do you have a beach?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. It's a little rocky.
Do you know what he and Mrs. Wiggins like to do on various beaches?
Tell me.
They like to christen it.
Okay.
Not wrong.
They are beach sex people.
Underneath the stars.
So would that be...
Well, it's kind of far enough away where I could, you know, not look.
The rocks may present an issue, though. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be laying on that.
So I brought a gift.
Yeah.
I brought a gift. I know you're a wine guy, and it's tough to get you something, you know, because you have everything.
Oh, well,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have a jet. Yeah.
This bottle of wine, it's more difficult to get.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gifting it to you in celebration of 5 years here at EI.
All right, Ernie, thank you very much.
In that case alone.
Wow, barefoot.
This is this is fantastic. Chateau Margaux 1982.
Legendary 1982.
Is that one of the better years?
Better years. Right. 66 and 82.
Okay. All right.
That's the oldest thing Greg's going to bring home in a long time.
How
dare you? How dare you? Ernie, thank you. Yeah. You know who's on the phone right now? Oh. Stand by for this. One of our very first guests on this program, the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker.
Nice.
Now the president of the NCAA. Round of applause, if you could, for Charlie. Charlie, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got to tell you that I really hope Ernie understands that you may or may not be the guy, Greg, to give a bottle like that to. We'll see.
Greg loves wine.
What do you mean by that, Charlie?
It's a suffice it to say that I know I would not appreciate it at all if he gave it to me. So I'm just starting with an assumption. You have to have a certain kind of palate to really appreciate something like that, and I ain't got it.
You're starting off with an attack on my taste buds. I don't think that's right.
I'm actually assuming your taste buds and mine are kind of about alike on this one, but I could be wrong.
Probably true.
I thought of you, Greg, as a man of the people. I don't know how you could be a man of the people, and you know,
he's used to drinking Boones.
Well, I got to tell you,
5 years, long time, bud.
Yeah, it has been, and you were great to the show when we started, and. I know you're doing something different. Are there things that you miss about being the governor of the state?
I miss the people a lot. You know, to me, the best part of the job was always the chance to be out and about and talking to people about what they're up to and what they were doing. And I was a very retail guy in that job. And for me, that was, in some respects, the very best part of it. I will say this. The comparison to it with the one I have now is probably the amount of time I get to spend with young people. It's now a national footprint, right? Which means the logistics and the travel are a little different, but the kids are just awesome. They're so squared away, and they all believe in the grit and the grind. They all understand that nothing gets handed to you. They're really good teammates, and frankly, you know, at a point in time when there's a lot of reasons to wonder about the future, they make me feel much better about it. So I really enjoy the time I get to spend with the kids.
Charlie, what's been the biggest surprise for you taking on this new role? I mean, I'm sure you figured what the good and bad was going to be taking on a role with college athletes, with college sports, but what's been the biggest surprise?
I think the incredible spread of programming. You know, there's 1,100 schools in the NCAA, and some of them spend $5 million on college sports on their campus, and some of them spend $300 million. Wow. I mean, that in many respects to me is like the thing I probably should have appreciated, but just seeing how different the issues and the problems and the opportunities and the challenges are from the very, very top end financially to the folks who literally are doing this almost as a labor of love is really different. And figuring out a way to sort of...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get that kind of diversity to agree on what it is we're going to focus on and what it is we're going to work on is reminds me a lot of my time in state government, actually.
I think the you hear the good and the bad, I'm sure, all the time, but the where are you at when it comes to the portal, and do you feel like that's working the way it should, or are you guys looking at that?
Well, I'm kind of hoping that we're currently in the process of negotiating a settlement that would solve a whole bunch of lawsuits that predate me by 10 years that the NCAA has. And if we can actually land those lawsuits and we have a long-form agreement in place with the plaintiffs and put in place a framework based on that settlement, it gives the schools the ability to do a lot more direct work in terms of NIL and that type of thing with their student athletes. I actually think it'll make it easier for schools and for young people to develop relationships that will be developmental and financially beneficial to the kids. And I think it'll take some of the just constant churn that's currently going on in the transfer portal out of it. And that will probably be a good thing for the kids and a good thing for the schools. But, you know, that said, I'm a big believer that kids ought to have the ability, you know, if you play the trumpet or you're a guitar player or you are a mathematician or whatever it is, you know, you can transfer from one school to the other and put your skill to work. And it's got to be that way in college sports too. And to me, the way you deal with that is you create a framework and an operating model that gives the schools and the kids the ability to, just like with scholarships, to say, you know, we're going to enter into a 2-year, a 3-year, a 4-year NIL deal, and we're going to work on making sure that you get the most out of it as a student athlete and we're going to get the most out of it from our end as the school that's sponsoring you, and use that as a vehicle to try to deal with some of the issues around the transfer portal. Because, you know, I don't want, as a general rule, we should not want kids going to 3 or 4 schools in 3 or 4 years, because that will dramatically affect their ability to actually get a degree. And 99% of them are never playing professionally.
Charlie,
one quick thing about that. The college kids who are student athletes graduate at higher rates across every division, every ethnicity, every class than their non-student athlete peers. It's actually a heck of a success story that no one ever talks about.
That is, and it's, speaking of success stories, it feels like it's been the year of the female athlete, where the best basketball players are one and done in the NCAA men's side. You have Caitlin Clark, you have Angel Reese, and you have this, you know, Jordan Bird, I mean, a Magic Bird type reincarnation here on the female side, where you have these unbelievable NCAA tournament games that get 15, 20 million views, which then buoys the WNBA. What has it been like from your seat to see the development and growth of the female side of the NCAA?
The growth of women's basketball over the course of the last few years has been mind-boggling. And the best part about it is we were able to leverage that in our TV negotiation with ESPN. We just signed a 7-year deal with them that includes a very significant increase, like a really big increase in the piece that's associated with the women's basketball tournament, which is going to make it possible for us to create a performance fund for women's basketball, which will return money back to the schools that participate in and do well in the tournament so that they can reinvest in their program. It's exactly the kind of, you know, flywheel you'd like to see happen here. That's not the only sport, by the way. I mean, if you're following the Olympics, you know, the vast majority of the
women athletes who are winning medals over in Paris are current or former college athletes. Folks in the pool, folks on the track, the entire women's basketball team in Paris is our former college athletes. I mean, it's, I think college athletes so far, not just representing the U.S., but representing like 100 other countries too, have won almost 200 medals. It's an absolute showcase for men and women who are former and current student athletes who are literally the best in the world at what they do. It's a great story.
We'd actually like to put, if possible, put Steve Kerr into the portal after what he's doing to Jason Tatum.
Booyah!
All right. Well, listen, it's awesome to hear your voice. Congrats on everything. We miss you around here. Thanks for everything that you have done for the show and the foundation. And a round of applause, please, for our, our former governor, Charlie Baker. Appreciate you calling in.
We miss you, Charlie.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, too. I miss you, too, Ernie. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yep.
All right, there he is. That's
keep
Charlie
helping
Baker.
Helping them student athletes.
Ernie, thank you for everything.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you know, before
that.
I leave, I have two tickets to Kevin Hart. He's at the Box Center in November.
Oh.
He's doing two nights. And, and you know, please feel free to give away tickets to my box.
Yeah.
You know, 21 plus, please, because there's alcohol, there's food. It's going to be great.
The winner is Wormaine Jiggins.
That's it. Hey, I'll go as like, you know, plus somewhat one? Type celebrity, you know, hang around in the thing to see Kevin at.
Can we give those away here?
You can give them away here.
All right, we'll figure out a way. We'll get Carolyn and everybody to figure out a way to do that. We could do that here. Round of applause for our great marketing director, Carolyn.
Woo!
All of our, everybody who makes what we do really, really easy is here and hanging out. And so.
And Ken.
And Ken, of course, yeah. Where is Ken? Ken's out. What is Ken doing outside?
He's security.
And then, look, there's Rob Ninkovich walking in right now. All right,
he's
so
security.
We're gonna talk last night and the New England Patriots and other things with Rob Ninkovich coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.